Good day, Jern. Are the birds ever loud today? They speak to one another every morning, but they seem to have something extra to say this morning. Moreover, you sense that they decided to assemble collectively in an area close enough to your bedroom window to include you in the discussion. And you don't speak bird, but it feels like you should. The banter is intense. The world's future might be at stake, yet you can't participate in the discussion. Well, you can chirp back to them, but there is no certainty that your words will be understood. It is quite possible that you do not speak the same language, which is no different from most people you encounter. Folks routinely only get the points you make long after you make them. Chirp, 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 the birds go. There are other sounds, but you can't describe those sounds very well. So like a solo lingual being, you merely use the sound of a chirp. Again, what could the birds be telling you today in such a raucous manner? You can go ahead and take a guess. If you had to guess, what do you think the birds are trying to say to you? Could it be that this planet is in real trouble? Could it be a warning about the realness and seriousness of climate change? Could it be a reminder that someone, and that someone might as well be you, needs to help serve and make sure the powers that be in this nation have a change in the climate of their hearts? So many people count on the goodwill of a few. Few of those few have a heart for anyone but themselves. Maybe that's what the birds are asking you to do, to change the climate of hearts. But as always, you start by wanting to ask, why me? Why, you ask, would the Creator saddle you with the task of getting hearts to thaw? Why would you carry the burden to help your species realize the responsibility to share the Spirit's message with others? That if we don't work together to stand as one, we will all fall collectively into a horrendous abyss. Why would it be on you to share that we will sentence ourselves and those we love and adore to a less than fulfilling existence, where all humans eventually die a horrible, freezing, cold-shouldered, loveless life? Why me, you might continue to ask. And no matter how often you ask the question, the answer will always remain the same. Why not you? Why not you? That's as good an answer as you could ever ask for. Created in the image of the Spirit, you are, and thus, that means you are as up to the challenge as anyone to change the world. You have everything that anyone else made in the image of God has and needs. And you must be a catalyst for spreading the message the bird shared this morning. Knowing that humans are the only hard-headed creatures roaming Earth is sometimes humorous. Although the life forms are humble, obedient, and have the good sense to do what the Source created them to do. Birds fly, and they chirp. They do as the Spirit made them to do. They do not swim, and they do not bark. Birds chirp and fly. Some chirp louder than others, and some fly higher than others. Still, all birds do precisely what the Divine designed them to do. They do not deviate from the plan. They do their job. They don't try to do the job of another life form. Each one of them, day after day, does their part to make the great circle of life great. But those darn humans, well, we don't function as intended. We rarely do what the infinite designed us to do. Historically, the beings who received power and dominion over the earth hardly ever tended to the planet in the way it needed to survive. We hardly do anything that isn't in our narcissistic self-interest. Collective goodwill be damned. Ours is a dog-eat-dog. It's just me, myself, and I work. We cannibalize and devour those very people whom we need to survive, who, in the eyes of the highest, are the salt of the earth. We are so busy proclaiming we are making something like some nation great again, that we make life worse for those we think of as the least of us, who are most often the best of us humans. So maybe that's what the birds tried to tell you today. That you don't have to be like the rest of your kind. Perhaps it was telling you that you can be like them, a bird. You still consider yourself an eagle. Is that not correct? Perhaps your kind, the birds, spoke to you so vociferously this morning because they know you are an eagle. Today, eagle, as you understand the birds say, be better than you were yesterday. Please continue to improve in all ways and in all things. Be a great human. Do the job that the divine assigned you in the great circle of life. That's the message for today. That's the theme of your life. Indeed, it's been the theme for many years. Do your job. To leave the planet better than it was when you arrived. Do your job to live up to your unlimited God-given potential. Do your job to maximize the time and energy undeservedly gifted you to live your life with joy on purpose. Years ago, you were not a serial best-selling author and renowned global public intellectual. You were not in the best shape of your life some time ago. Back then, you were not financially free. You owed others, and you had no clue that your actions showed you were okay with owning others. And what seems like a lifetime ago, nothing about you appeared wise. Today, however, everything is different. You live as you always imagined because you understood what the birds reminded you about this morning. Life is about continuous improvement, not meant to be lived resting on your laurels is your life. Life is about taking the gift of now to work in the present to improve with every second God bequeaths. Today, improve the way you walk, and the way you talk. Today, improve the way you laugh. Laugh louder and more hysterically than ever. Today, improve the way you love. Starting with the love of your maker and your neighbors. Make incremental continuous improvement. Love with all your heart, mind, and soul. Show others in words and deeds the God-like outward manifestation of love. And today, love your life. Love this day in the spirit the birds spoke to you this morning. Love your life loudly and proudly like the birds expressed outside your window this morning. In every way humanly possible, continuously seek ways to be better. Keep striving incrementally to serve the greater good. Today, be the best you've ever been in mind, body, and soul. For the entirety of this day and your life, keep on listening to and abiding by the wise words of your kind, the birds. Strive for continuous self-improvement in all ways and in all moments, for as long as you shall live.
Reflect and write. Today, Nate shares a message that comes from a group of unlikely messengers, birds. Their message for Nate was intended to help him start the day focused on his purpose, changing the climate of people's hearts. Those birds who are doing exactly what the divine created them to do, fly, chirp, and be great birds. Are you like the birds? Are you doing exactly what the divine created you to do? Did you awake today focused on being a great human? Do you even know what that entails? Have you considered what is required of you to be better today than you were yesterday? Now act. Stop what you are doing right now. Look at the clock. Now ask yourself, what have you done today to be better than you were at this exact time yesterday? Write it down. Be honest, because lying to yourself helps no one, least of all you. If you are not on a path to be better today, write down what you will do for the remainder of this day to be better than you were yesterday. Be specific. Tomorrow, return to both of these lists. Use this process to strive for continuous self-improvement in all ways and at all moments. Now journey forward.